Home stretch. Crunch time. Thursday. August. I'm very applaudy.
What are you doing?
How do we do it? We lock up the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline, and Nick hits me with this.
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Luckily, I have prepared for such an event. The lightning round!
It's our first August lightning round. Football season's coming round. Duck Media Day is on the morrow. Woo-hoo-hoo! The lightning round.
That was all right.
It was joyous.
It was pretty good.
It was sincerely joyous.
You were very happy. So an emotional A. July, while boring, was also maybe a little exciting. Baseball took a weird turn after their All-Star break that led to an underwhelming trade deadline until after the deadline when Zach Greinke had been traded to the 2019 World Series champion Astros. Baseball Reference tracks playoff chances over the season, and over the last month and a half, a handful of teams have drastically changed their postseason outcome after a hot month. Cleveland and San Francisco both went 21-9. Cleveland now in pole position for the AL wild card and potentially the division, and the Giants were buying and selling at the deadline, really liking their 13% chance of making the wild card like Knick fans looked at their 14% chance of landing Zion Williamson. And then at the other end of the teams that had not so fun Julys, the Brewers went 15-15, lost 47% of their playoff hopes from the month before, and even as the Cubs, who also went 15-15 but somehow added 14% to their playoff odds, I'm not quite sure how this all works. The NL Central is once again going to be the best divisional race to pay attention to, mostly because it's the division that's got the best chance of making the most potential chaos in the National League playoff race. So who makes it into the postseason from the NL Central? Chicago, St. Louis, Milwaukee.
Yeah, well, you're going to hear a soundbite in a little bit from Sarah Lang, who covers the Cubbies from MLB.com. She translated their moves to, she thinks they will now walk away in the Central. I still think they've got the best roster. So just by that, I'm going to lean on them over the next 50 days. So I'm picking the Cubbies.
All right.
Plus, I'd rather see the Cubbies in than either of the other two.
Fair enough. The American League, while lacking in chaos, is also going to be a lot of fun to keep an eye on. The Astros and A's had identical 20-10 records in July, which Houston jumped all the way up to a 99.7% chance of making the playoffs, and the A's dropped 6%. Again, I'm not quite sure how all this math works, but I trust Baseball Reference with it more than myself. Tampa Bay, also in the wild card race, lost Blake Snell for the rest of the season, saw their playoff odds drop heavily. They're still holding on to the second wild card spot, but the A's are only a half game back, and reigning World Series champions Boston Red Sox only 2.5 back. Mr. Moneyball Billy Bean did some addition at the A's for the deadline, but was it enough to make it to the playoffs for the second straight year? What percent chance do you give the A's making the postseason?
Now, what did they say?
What did I do? What?
No. What did Baseball Reference percentage did they give the A's?
They had a 6% drop from last month to this month over the last 30
Oakland,
days.
Oakland, huh? Yeah. So right now they would be just on the outside looking in at Tampa and Cleveland. So I don't know if I trust any of those teams, so I'll just do the number. I'll give them a third.
All right, fair enough. Enough with July. It's time for August and football that's being played tonight. There will be at least one football game on each week now through February, and even longer if the XFL 2 Electric Boogaloo lasts longer than the AAF did. Melvin Gordon is taking over the NFL news cycle with his holdout threat and now request of a trade. Gordon's only played in all 16 games once in his career, has over 1,000 touches, which of course means he's been tackled over 1,000 times, and that wear and tear adds up on the body. Even a young 25-year-old highly talented running back like Melvin Gordon. The LA Clippers, San Diego Carson Chargers front office have reportedly offered Gordon $10 million a year, a number that would make him the fourth highest paid running back, but $3 million less than David Johnson of the Cardinals, who has similar pass catching abilities that Gordon has. Holding out is one thing, threatening to hold out and requesting a trade and leaving your team with very little leverage to get any of this done is kind of one thing, especially this so late in the year, which is after the draft, free agency, OTAs, and training camp has now turned into preseason football. Good timing, bud. What percent chance do you give Melvin Gordon of being traded?
Traded? None. I'm literally saying zero. They'd be out of their minds to cave into this cap.
Wow. Another running back holding out is Ezekiel Elliott. Zeke is already a two-time rushing champ, three-time yards per game champ as well. The biggest difference between these two running back holdouts is that Zeke essentially has 2 years left on his contract, while Gordon is playing in his fifth-year option, or would play on if he decides to play. Jerry Jones doesn't want to negotiate an extension with an extra option year still in play, and who really knows what would happen to Zeke in that one extra year, not to mention more pressing issues of re-signing Dak Prescott and Amari Cooper, who are both in the last years of their deals. What percent chance do you give Zeke getting a new contract this season?
10%. It's not none. They're crazy. I give them also a 10% chance, maybe a 50-50 shot at making it back from Cabo.
I maybe stay in Cabo. I don't know. Not getting hit by football players, staying in Cabo. Kind of awesome. Last one. Former Beaver Steven Jackson signed the ultimate contract, the one-day deal with the L.A. Rams so he could retire as a St. Louis Rams legend. Jackson rushed for over 11,400 yards in his career, led the league one time in total yards from scrimmage. That's the only thing he led the NFL in his career, but was a very powerful runner. He was also selected for a random drug test on his one-day contract with the Rams after not playing in the NFL since January 2016. Steven Jackson being selected for a random drug test after signing a one-day contract.
Seriously?
Is yep, it happened.
It's make-believe.
One-day contract. Mr. Jackson, you've been actually the last guy signed. Was the first guy you were going to give a
the
drug?
Most random thing in the world?
I don't know how it happened. I don't know if the NFL
did
was...
Did he pass?
Does it matter?
I don't know.